Will you pray with me this morning? Open our ears, Lord, to hear your word. Open our hearts to receive it, and open our hands to share it with the world you so love. Amen. Have you ever struggled so hard to understand something that it was necessary to have it explained to you over and over and over again? Yes? For me, this is what happened in my college economics classes. For the disciples, this morning, they struggled. They struggled to understand what Jesus was talking about. They did this a lot. Jesus would explain important things to them, things like, I am going to have to suffer and die, and in 3 days I'll rise again, and the disciples would never get it. Things like how everybody is called to follow him, and the disciples wouldn't get it. Things like, it's Jesus' job to judge who is worthy and who is not. And the disciples wouldn't get it. Bless their hearts. In today's reading from Matthew, though, Jesus is trying to explain to them what the kingdom of heaven is like. And in just these few verses, he tries to do it with five different stories, back-to-back parables. Jesus leaves the disciples and us with this cacophony of images and sounds so different from one another and so visually graphic that it must have made their heads spin just a little bit. He goes from mustard seeds to yeast to pearls to fields. And my favorite part of this reading is that after all of this, Jesus stops. And he says to the disciples, you can almost picture this, right? He says to the disciples, do you understand this? And they just go, yes, yes, we've got it. And of course, you know that they didn't. Because understanding what the kingdom of heaven is like is complicated. The first thing we need to be aware of is that what we are trying to describe is what it means to live within the wide and beautiful and undeserved mercy and grace of God. We aren't attempting to understand what comes in the next life, but whether what it means to live in the kingdom as it exists here and as it exists in the life to come, and as it has always been. And so this is why Jesus uses these parables or stories in an attempt to describe the kingdom. There's nothing hard and fast and certain that he could do. We can't wrap our hands around the kingdom and hold it up and say, here it is, this is the kingdom. And so instead we settle into stories that shape us. The kingdom of heaven is like. In today's gospel, Jesus uses images that remind us that the kingdom might look small. It might seem insignificant in the face of the challenges of the world and in the challenges of the day. But those small things grow to become big things, to become places where birds make their homes and where small amounts of yeast yield enough to feed many. And I think about our ministries here, our ministries where the smallest thing could become enough, where birds could make their homes, or where the smallest effort that began with a what if, turned into the way that many are fed. The kingdom of heaven is like that. So where have you seen the kingdom breaking through in these days? Where have we spotted God, God's presence at work, God shining through in the darkness? And can we take these stories and do what Jesus did? Can we make them kingdom stories? The kingdom of God is like a party, where everyone is invited, even those whose invitations appear to have gotten lost in the mail. The kingdom of God is like a garden that gathers its neighbors in and invites them to rest there. I wrote this paragraph on Tuesday. The kingdom of God is like a retired pastor who invites his buddies and friends to meet for donuts every Monday morning. What they find in their gathering is, wait for it, holy. See? Yeah. Church. See? Thank you. The kingdom of God is like an ant, which is actually one of the smallest of all insects, but is also one of the strongest. The kingdom of God is like a deviled egg. Although it appears to be an egg that is smaller by half, it is actually only in its ability to be smaller that it can be in that most delicious state. The kingdom of God is like the beginning of football season when your team won the Super Bowl last year. You can't wait to see what's next. So by now, you have probably caught a drift of where we might be going this morning. This morning, you got a pink sheet of paper that says, "The kingdom of God is like." I do not want you to think really hard about this. I want you to just let this come off the top of your head. We don't need an in-depth analysis of the kingdom or a theological exegesis of God's presence. What we're looking for is modeled on what Jesus did, on an attempt to describe the kingdom using the ordinary, using the daily things. So start by thinking over the last few days. Search your time and your memory for holy moments. The moments when, whether your heart and head were in agreement, you knew that God was there. And I invite us just to take a minute to jot these down. Anybody come up with anything they'd like to share? I know. Is this a Lutheran church service? I'm asking you to participate. Anybody? Paul? Ah. The kingdom of God is like a symphony orchestra with all different instruments playing together but making that beautiful music. Thank you. Anybody else? Very good. Very good. Yes, the kingdom of God is like a neighborhood where all the neighbors know each other, even if they're from different cultures and places. Anybody else? Thank you, Edie. You did a good job. You all have done a good job of reminding yourselves, and maybe you can talk about it later this afternoon and remind one another, what is the kingdom of God like for you? It is important, though, to know that the kingdom of God is present in our joys and in our sorrows. Our culture sometimes would have us suggest that something as life-giving as the kingdom is only filled with kind of butterfly and rainbow and unicorn moments. And I also wrote this, parts of this, last week. I said the kingdom of God is like a hospice nurse whose task it is to accompany one another from one life to the next. The kingdom of God is like a thunderstorm. Amidst the clap of thunder and the flash of lightning, the earth is being watered. And then I added, the kingdom of heaven is like a family gathered around their loved ones in their final moments, praying them home. Parables are stories that tell truths. They may not be our particular stories. I do not play a symphony instrument, but that parable tells a universal truth. And in these parables, on this day, Jesus is giving us eyes to see the kingdom around us. Because let's face it, with all of the news that we have been met with in these days, with wars and rumors of wars, with bloody conflict where there is truth and fault on all sides, with planes that crash and are shot down and disappear, with fires that are raging in our own state, it can be tough to see the kingdom. And these are the times when these stories that shape us bear the presence of the gospel, of the kingdom, to a world that desperately needs to remember that it's there. Thanks be to God. Amen. One final one. The kingdom of heaven is like a congregation whose response to the word is to stand and sing hymn number 793.